USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One federal agency is proposing a halt on all foreclosures until 2022. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau made the proposal Monday, saying that millions of Americans are behind on their mortgages because of the economic impact of the pandemic. The CFPB would move to create a pre-foreclosure review period that would prevent mortgage holders from starting foreclosure proceedings until next year. The agency is also proposing what they're calling guardrails for the loan servicers, so financial companies don't take a major hit as a result of the new rule. The CFPB says that nearly 3 million homeowners are currently behind on their mortgages. And for the first time in school history, the Baylor Bears are national champions, running away from Gonzaga Monday night 86-70. Baylor never trailed, starting the game on a 21-6 run and never looking back. Baylor junior guard Jared Butler was named the tournament's most outstanding player, leading the Bears Monday night with 22 points and 7 assists. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The number of migrants illegally crossing the southern border has reached its highest levels in at least 15 years. New data shows that U.S. Customs and Border Protection took more than 170,000 migrants into custody last month. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels says things are only getting worse for border communities. He tells Fox News that the Biden administration's policies have led to the current surge.
It truly is getting worse, and we're seeing the messaging continuing, the collapse of resources, the infrastructure collapse, the enforcement, because CBP is out doing processing, administrative work, opening up the border when it comes to the security concept of this. So the impact felt by communities, by sheriffs, by law enforcement, by our state, border states, it's getting worse, it truly is. And the public safety side of this and the humanitarian side, which I read every day of people dying on this border, trying to get across it, the journey up here by the kids and being sexually assaulted, it's not a good scenario.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As more areas lift their COVID travel restrictions, there's a new issue for those looking to take a getaway. Tim Berg reports.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse, much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago no one was leaving their home. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates. And in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Major League Baseball has reportedly found a new home for the All-Star Game. USA Today reporting that the Colorado Rockies will host the Midsummer Classic in Denver on July 13th after the league pulled the game out of Atlanta as an act of protest over the state's recently enacted elections law. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.